After months of pressure from the United States, France, and a host of Arab governments, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has agreed to establish diplomatic ties with Lebanon, signing an official decree announcing the opening of a Syrian embassy in Beirut. Both Syria and Lebanon gained independence from France in 1943. Damascus, in the years since, never officially recognized Lebanon as a sovereign state. Syrian troops occupied large regions of Lebanon in 1976 during the height of the Lebanese Civil War, finally agreeing to withdraw in 2005 after the slaying of former Prime Minister Rafik al-Hariri. Damascus denies any responsibility in the killing. Former Syrian President Hafez al-Assad often referred to Lebanon as a part of a so-called Greater Syria, which includes Jordan and Palestine. To this day, Syria considers that there is a special bond with Lebanon, as Professor Hilal Kashan, head of the Political Science Department at the American University of Beirut, points out.
Syria considers Lebanon its soft belly. They see it as the first defense line to protect the regime in Damascus. It doesn't really matter who comes to power in Syria. Lebanon is seen as a special country, first for being part of Greater Syria, and second because it's extremely important for Syria's domestic stability.
Some Lebanese political leaders who oppose Syria have suggested that Damascus is hoping to reoccupy Lebanon, especially after reports last month that Syria deployed over 10,000 troops along Lebanon's northern border. Damascus insists that its troops are intended merely to combat smuggling between the two countries. Professor Kashan, nevertheless, calls the Syrian decision to recognize Lebanon a milestone, but thinks that Damascus will continue its current strategy of putting pressure on Lebanon.
Now, the event in itself does not really mean much. For the Syrians, this represents a tactic. Their strategy towards Lebanon will not be altered as a result of the presidential decree to establish diplomatic relations with Lebanon.
Al Arabiya TV reports that Lebanese Foreign Minister Fawzi Salouk will visit Damascus tomorrow to announce a formal date for the opening of Syria's embassy in Beirut. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Beirut.